We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
We'll be doing some fantasy football. Your questions for Kevin Payne coming up in about 13 minutes. Real football with Ryan Wood. PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. By BY Ryan Wood on Twitter is where you can find his work. I'm going to start with a two-part question for you, Ryan. Part one of the question I'm asking you is, I just want some injury updates on Devontae and Kenny Clark, both not practicing yesterday. Is one trending at least? I felt pretty good about what Matt LaFleur said, that we held him out precautionary reasons, but I would have liked to seen him out there yesterday.
Yeah, I would think Devontae Adams is probably ahead of Kenny Clark right now, even though neither did practice yesterday. The thing with Devontae Adams is that he wanted to go back in the game Sunday. He admitted yesterday that that would have been an unwise decision, but it was something where he was actively trying to get back in, and who knows if the game was close, if it was late season, if it was a big game, perhaps there would have been a chance in that type of situation where he could have returned to the game. He doesn't need any practice to play this week, so it very well could be one of those situations where they give him the week to rest and heal, and he's out there Sunday. That's a possibility. Kenny Clark, he hasn't been back on the field since he left before halftime in Minnesota. So until he is, Kenny Clark is not available.
The second part of that question is, who do they need more on Sunday?
I'd say Devontae Adams. You know, Kenny Clark is obviously going to be hugely important if he could play against Alvin Kamara and that Saints offense, but the gap between Devontae Adams and everyone else at receiver is massive. And what you saw, even when Devontae Adams only gets three catches on three targets for 36 yards, he's a game changer because he's getting constant double teams like he did this past Sunday against Detroit. Or he's not getting constant double teams and he's catching 14 passes in a game and tying Don Hudson's single game record that was set in 1942. So no matter whether he's getting the ball or not, he tilts the field on offense in a way that very few players in the league right now do. So, you know, it's hard to not say Devontae Adams. That said, I mean, Kenny Clark is the $70 million nose guard. So yeah, he's in the gap between him and everyone else on the defensive line is equally huge. So, I mean, both those guys are core fundamental players on this roster.
I think where I'm at with this game is, you know, without Devontae, we saw what Darren Waller did, and Rodgers was asked about that this week, the 12 catches, he had a touchdown, the tight end for the Raiders. Without Devontae, Packers don't have anyone that can do that. But then the thing that I've been worried about the most with this team is the run defense. Lions on that first drive were able to run it down the field on the Packers, and then they kind of got away from it. But now you bring in Alvin Kamara and even Latavius Murray. I'm worried about the run defense, and with no Kenny Clark, you know, Dean Lowry and Tyler Lancaster, Kingsley Kiki, Montrevious Adams was out again with a toe. Is that toe still bothering him or at least limited? I'm worried that the run defense is going to be in for even a tougher challenge than they face. You know, Dalvin Cook, the Lions trio. This is going to be a big-time challenge, obviously, Mr. Obvious saying that to you.
Well, I don't think there's any question that through two games, the deficiency in an otherwise extremely hot start by this Packers team has been the defensive line, and that's where they need to get better. And that's not really encouraging considering that's where they left off last season. So that really hasn't changed. With that said, if you're looking at just this week, I think there's a very sound argument to be made that you have Davante Adams, your offense, especially on that fast track in New Orleans without any fans or limited fans in the stands, but certainly not a full throat Superdome that you expect on a Sunday night, nothing like that. There's a very sound argument to be made that the offense can simply outscore the Saints with the way that they're playing right now. And effectively, the offense is what might take the Saints running game out of the game, because if you've got to throw to catch up the way that these past two teams have, you don't run the ball as much. I mean, Dalvin Cook didn't get as many carries, especially as the game progressed. The Lions started off running the ball very well, and then they were down three touchdowns. So, you know, it's something where if they can outscore, and they need Davante Adams to do that, they can outscore the Saints. That diminishes the Saints' running game.
Ryan Woods joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We talked about this with Aaron Jones. The longer you go without paying him, the more expensive he's going to be. And you can make the same case for David Bakhtiari. And I've been very surprised. His hits on the big show, he does them weekly, Tuesday, 4:35. We were talking about maybe last week, the Chiefs, how they had like $100,000 of cap room and they figured it out. And I was pretty surprised to hear David Bakhtiari say that same thing. I mean, he is not being shy about, if the Packers want me, they can figure out a way to pay me. And the longer these guys go without getting this new deal, the more of a story and a distraction it might be. But then there's also, you know, we talked to our Mike Clemens. He's speculating maybe they like Elgton Jenkins to move him over there. I don't know, man. It feels like, to me, if they are going to re-sign one of them, they would probably re-sign Jones. They just seem to have a history of letting linemen walk, but I want them to sign both, and I think that Bakhtiari's right. They can figure it out if they want to, but do they want to?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them not re-signing David Bakhtiari, even if it requires a franchise tag. I think that would be very much in play. It would be a colossal mistake for them to not re-sign an all-pro left tackle, and Elgton Jenkins is not an all-pro left tackle. He's barely repped a tackle, and then he did slide over to right tackle in week one and played admirably there, but he's not David Bakhtiari. You've got an aging quarterback, and in a couple years, you've got a rookie quarterback, or effectively a rookie quarterback, a first-time starting quarterback that you're expecting to kind of take over and shoulder the load. In both cases, shutting down the blind side for opposing pass rushes is huge in both situations, and that's what David Bakhtiari does. So, I'd be really surprised. It's really hard for me to see David Bakhtiari in another uniform next year. Been surprised before. I mean, you never know what's going to happen until it does, but it's hard to see. I think for me, and people might roll their eyes at this, but I think there's a lot of merit in if they have to only pay one. Now, people just like, they dismiss like Kevin King is also coming up in his final year of his contract.
Ryan Horvath says that all the time, man. We forget about him.
I'd pay him over all of them. I do not want to start drafting corners again, man.
Yeah. To me, it's like, okay, you've got a cornerback who is a very, very good starter. 5 interceptions last year. Showed he could stay healthy. Played 15 games. Or a running back who is a dynamic playmaker. I mean, not just as a runner, as a receiver, does everything on the field, but is a running back in a league that running backs do very rarely get paid. One player, Kevin King, has no obvious replacement on this roster. Who is Kevin King's replacement? He doesn't exist on this roster. The other player, a running back, a much lesser valued position, has an obvious replacement on this roster in A.J. Dillon, second-round pick. If you're the Packers, you ought to keep both, because cap manipulation is very real, and cap is not an excuse to not keep both. Both guys are core players to this roster. But if you only keep one, I don't think it's a slam dunk that it's Aaron Jones, and that's nothing against Aaron Jones. He's a Pro Bowl running back, but he's a running back. And cornerbacks in this league are worth their weight in gold. So, you know, I think that's an interesting decision long term, which play do the Packers make? Obviously the right call it'd be to figure it out and resign both of them.
Ryan, your prediction, or at least where you're leaning for Sunday, I think, you know, the first 3 weeks, Vikings didn't have did not have Danielle Hunter. I'll say that in proper English. They did not have Danielle Hunter. I like the Packers in that game. Lions did not have Kenny Golladay. Help me like the Packers in that game. I don't think Michael Thomas is going to play this weekend, and I'm very low on Drew Brees and his ability to push the ball down the field. I like the Packers Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do too. And I thought a lot earlier this week about, you know, to take the Packers in New Orleans, and I know it's not full Superdome effect on a Sunday night, but that in itself could swing this game. But to pick the Packers in New Orleans regardless, you have to believe a few things, right? You have to believe that 13-3 was real. You have to believe that these first two games was real. And that this team, this Packers team that was 13-3 last year and just totally crushed two divisional opponents at the gates, is one of the best teams in the NFC. You have to believe that they're legit, right? You also have to believe on the other side that Drew Brees is 41 years old and that he's playing like it. And that at this age, once you start playing your age, it usually doesn't get better from there. It's very rare that a quarterback at this stage in his career shows his age and then reverses that. And so for me, those two things. One, I'm going to go in on the Packers. I had them 11-5 earlier this season at the start of the season. That was my record for them. I had them losing game one against Minnesota. So that gives you an idea. I thought they would be good. They might actually be better than I thought. And then Drew Brees, he's averaging 6.9 yards per pass. He's got a 93.5 passer rating through two games, and he has looked that. I think the Packers go down a win. I don't know what a score is, but I think the Packers go down a win, start 3-0. And this is a team that suddenly, with a hot start and the teeth of their schedule was early in the season, they're shaping up that they could win a lot of games.
It's going to be fun, hopefully. It'll be interesting for sure. We'll talk about it on Monday morning. Woody, appreciate it. We will talk to you then.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood joining us again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, PackersNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and then follow him, BY by Ryan Wood, on Twitter. Fantasy football help with Kevin Payne. Now is the time. It's week 3. If you're 2-0, congratulations. If you're 1-1, that's okay. If you're 0-2, you need to get a victory, and you need to get a victory now. And Kevin Payne's going to help you do that. Call in, 414-799-1250. Easiest way to get in is by calling. We've got some tweets. We will read those. You can tweet us also at 105.7FM. The fan, use the hashtag AskKevin. You got fantasy questions. We've got fantasy answers. We will do that next on The Fan.
Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Saints Sunday night in New Orleans. Nose tackle Kenny Clark and wide receiver Davante Adams unable to practice. Adams dealing with a hamstring injury, saying he's day-to-day. Davante was asked, what did he learn from last year when the Packers went 4-0 while he was sidelined with turf toe?
Yeah, man, they don't need me. They don't need me. No, I mean, it just shows that, you know, our guys are mentally tough enough to be able to step up, which is such a critical thing in playing in the National Football League.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
We need Davante. We always need Davante. What we learned was maybe just how damn talented he is. I mean, he's a game changer.
The Saints are coming off a 34-24 loss in Las Vegas. After being down 10-0, the Raiders rolled up the points on New Orleans defense. Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan.
We got to grow as a defense. There's things that we had even shown on tape, so we've got to correct these mistakes.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Hey, what's going on?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.